Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, if you're in your 20s, do you need to worry about heart disease? What about in your 30s? You know that heart disease, we've heard this now a lot, that heart disease is the number one killer of women. But are those only the women in your 60s and you don't have to worry about that so much? When you're in your 50s and your 60s, can you have the heart you had in your 20s? Is that even possible? And in your 20s, is there something you can do right now to make sure that you're not one of those statistics that we're talking about? My guest is Dr. John Higgins. He is a sports cardiologist for the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins.
Hey, Melanie.
Thank you. And tell us a little bit about heart disease and heart health in women, and start with women in their late teens and 20s, and tell them what's going on with their hearts right now. Are they at risk for, you know, surprise heart attacks, and what can they do to kind of keep that heart health?
That's a great question that you bring up again, Melanie. And yes, we now realize that heart disease is a continuum. You know, so things that you do when you're younger do have consequences when you're, you know, later in your 30s, 40s, 50s. So one of the big things, and the other thing is just to stress that, you know, heart disease is still the number one killer in both men and women. So it's not, I mean, it's more than breast cancer. So you need to really focus on what you can do now in your teens and 20s to prevent the heart disease. I mean, it may come, but you want it when it comes, have it come as late as possible, you know, when you're older, and also have it come less severe. And the things you can do right now are focused on the whole fact that, you know, reduce the things that are bad for you and increase the things that are good for you. So reducing the things that are bad for you. I mean, I think everyone out there knows what I'm talking about. I mean, cigarette smoking is still a big one out there. So you need to really get away. Get new friends. I mean, if your friends smoke and they won't quit and you've quit, you know, you need to get new friends, really. Stick away from areas where you're going to get the secondhand smoke. We know that if you're in a smoky bar or a, cigar bar, you are going to be getting a lot of effect of that smoke. And that really affects your vascular function. So work on the cigarettes. Work on your diet. I mean, you know, we know, everyone knows what is good for you, or most people know, and so you have to have a diet that has lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grain, fibers, fish, and particularly white fish, it looks like is the best type of fish now, and avoid those.
Really? Wait, stop for a second. You're saying white fish?
Yes.
As opposed
to
salmon, herring, mackerel, the things with the omega-3s, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, if you look at the color of them, it appears that there's two issues with those, the darker fish. One is that they tend to have higher mercury content in them. So, for example, the mackerel, the swordfish, the shark, and some of the tilefish, they actually have more of the mercury levels in them. So, in particular, if women of childbearing age and or women who are pregnant, we recommend to avoid those because of the mercury possibility and the effects on the child. But also, there's been studies that have come out of Framingham now that it looks like the whitefish may have some more beneficial effects than the darker fish. So, for example, one of the studies, they showed that people that were having the whitefish, so things like, you know, cod, bass, you know, mahi-mahi, tilapia, those sort of snapper, those fish, they had lower rates of atrial fibrillation than in the individuals that were having the dark fish. And it was a very significant effect. And so some are of the community now is saying that, you know, not all fish are born equal, and maybe we should be looking more toward the white fish. And of course, they have very good levels of omega-3s as well, which are extremely important.
Wow. Okay. So now you're saying to eat these fish. You're saying, obviously, get new friends. If your friends smoke, quit smoking, you know, taking up exercise. As we get into our 30s, the changes in our hearts per decade Are they dramatic, or do you, as a cardiologist, see that there's not a lot of change from 20s to 30s?
Well, again, depending on how you look, Melanie. So we can look in different ways at someone's overall cardiac health. We could, for example, get a woman on a treadmill and see how long she can go and what happens to her heart rate and blood pressure as she goes on the treadmill. And that can give us a little indication in terms of a window into, you know, her overall cardiopulmonary health. We can also do measurements of with highly sensitive ultrasound of the arteries in the arm. And the what we've learned is the arteries in the arm and in other parts of the body all seem to kind of react in similar ways. So if we look at how well the arteries in the arm open and close, that can give us a great idea of how the arteries in the heart open and close. And so what we have found is using this technique called a flow-mediated dilatation or a reactive hyperemia index, we can actually determine that some people, even in their teens and even in their 20s and 30s, are already showing signs that their arteries are not reacting normally, and we believe that that failure to react normally is a precursor to coronary disease. And one of the analogies I like to use is the Teflon-coated pan. You know, normally your arteries in your body have a very nice thin layer of endothelial cells which line the whole arterial system. And those endothelial cells are very important for releasing different chemicals and compounds which will help those arteries to relax and to contract when they need to under different conditions. And we know now that that endothelium can become dysfunctional even with someone who's in their 20s and 30s if they're exposing it to really bad things, like if they're eating high saturated fats or trans fats, if they're smoking, if they're not exercising, you know, if they are eating high glucose loads. Those are the sort of things that actually can damage that lining when they're in their 10s, 20s, and 30s, and then that sets them up. Once that Teflon coat breaks down, things stick to the artery wall easier, just like things will stick to that pan. And also the bad guys, you know, the oxidized LDL particles and the other macrophages, inflammatory guys, they can actually break through that Teflon and get to that artery wall and start the early process of setting up plaque buildup, which ultimately, you know, will lead to a blockage and possibly a heart attack, stroke, or vascular disease, kidney disease. I mean, you got it. I mean, everything, all
so
of your organs.
And so just basically as if we're sitting in the sun with baby oil and causing late skin cancer in our later life, women are in their late teens, 20s, and 30s setting themselves up for being a risk factor or not being a risk. Some we know is genetic. But Dr. Higgins, now in the last minute, just a minute that we have, please wrap it all up for us for women as they are 20 years old, 30 years old, or 50 years old to protect their heart and give us the best chance for not being one of those statistics.
Well, women, like everyone, have to do something every day for their vascular function. And the best thing they can do is probably exercise, doing, you know, 30 to 60 minutes of moderate exercise or a little bit less of vigorous exercise. We know that improves their arterial function for 18 hours after they exercise. We know that stopping smoking or eating healthier, that also improves that function. You know, a glass of red wine in the evening, that also improves that function. So a bit of dark chocolate, that also improves that function. So it's changing your habits, eating healthy, exercising healthy, and you got to put the time in now. If you don't put the time in now, I guarantee you're going to have to take the time out later in life for illness and poor health. So it's really important for those women out there listening to, you know, get active, get motivated, and start working on you having a healthy heart for the rest of your life.
Wow, you could do your own show here at Radio MD. That was an excellent wrap-up. Dr. Higgins, thank you so much. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And I'm Melanie Cole right here on Radio MD. Stay well.